Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
That's a relief. Norman. No one told me. Here's the thing, Neil Hannam. Why the hell didn't you tell me there was a new Divine Comedy album out? Why did no one tell me? I had to get people on Twitter to say, well, have you heard the new Divine Comedy album? Wait, what? No, of course not. So I've just ordered it. Double CD, I think. I've just ordered it. I'm getting it delivered in the post. That's because I'm a showbiz guy.
Yeah.
From Amazon. But I guess that's the single. That's the one everyone was telling me to listen to. And that was, I'd not heard that. I deliberately didn't play that before.
So not only does he have a new single out.
I hate this guy.
He's got an album out and it's a double album. Yeah. And not a word.
No, not a word.
Nothing on the phone.
Unbelievable. Hannon. That's great. Oh, that's, the world is a slightly better place, guys. There is a new Divine Comedy album out and the lead song off it, Norman and Norma, is brilliant. Just hearing his voice. Oh, man. Remember that concert we went to? I've seen him a few times. The Royal Albert Hall. Saw him. It was him on a guitar and a pianist at a theatre in London. Seen him a few times. But the gig we saw at Manchester, that was probably a couple of years ago.
I will never forget that. It was beautiful.
What a night. Well, I'm hoping there's going to be some kind of tour going on, because we're going to have to go and get some tickets and go and see him again, because he is flipping. We're going to see a Beatles tribute band in Abbey Road playing Abbey Road. How strange is that? And I checked them out. They're good. They're like one of those. I think they're Dutch or German or some kind of foreign.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called the Audiophiles, I think. Or the Acoustics, I think it's the Audiophiles, and they're great. And you and I have been invited to see them performing Abbey Road at Abbey Road. That's going to be nuts.
I would be delighted to accept.
We will go then. I've never been to Abbey Road. Supposed to go with Giles Martin, but then he stitched me up, scumbag. Piece of trash. But we're going to go and see this band. I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Catherine Boyle.
Thank you. The show that celebrates life, love, music, art. We like bringing you kind of new bits of art. We're trying to get Ronnie Spector on the show as a guest. Right? She's doing some Christmas concerts, and I've seen her Christmas show years ago, BB King's. Okay, and it's a great event, and we're trying to get her on the show again. And so to charm her PR people, we've re-uploaded the interview we did with her that was 2019 that we did with her last year. Then you sent me the link. You give it a shove. Go on, that's the size it'll go. Actually,
I want to get it down a bit.
Oh, okay. We'll just give it a little. Hang on a minute.
It needs loosening.
I know. It's tight.
The bottom one.
Okay. Well, I can't do that. There you go.
I got it. Oh!
There you go.
Not so it touches the desk.
Yeah, I know how to do these things. So I thought the interview was 2018. What year was it?
16.
2016. It was 3 years ago
when we
had
were
Ronnie
new.
Spector on the show. So we put it out again. If you missed it, it's like, and I'm thinking, maybe once a week. If we have a week where we don't have guests, maybe once a week we just put one of the really early interviews out for people that weren't listening. And if people have heard it, they can skip it. And the new listeners can dig in, have a bit of John Sebastian, a little bit of John Ronson.
What might be nice then, if we're going to use the sort of archive material, is if we do a little pre-recorded message.
There we go.
So that people aren't going, oh, great, I'm going to get tickets. You know, for something that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah, let's do that. I think maybe we should, because we did a lot of good interviews when no one was listening.
John Ronson we had.
Lots of Johns.
So good.
That's it, actually, just John Ronson and John Sebastian. That's it. Tommy James. Anyway,
Adam Buxton.
Yeah, let's have a Scroobius Pip. We'll have a little dig through and maybe do one of those once a week, once every other week or something. I don't want to inundate you with them, but there's some good stuff. So download the Ronnie Spector. Because she's great. You know Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes, you know, Be My Baby and all of that kind of stuff. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Lindsay. Good evening, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hi. Can I just say, massive fan from I'm a Celebrity and Back in the Day.
Yeah, Back in the Day, The Jungle, The Strawberry Guy, all of that stuff.
Even before that, SMTV Live, all of it.
SMTV Live?
Was that not you?
No.
Maybe that wasn't me.
I used to watch it, though, so in some ways it was me. I would watch it. But that wasn't me. But anyway, Lindsay, what can we do for you on this holiest of Tuesdays?
You tweeted me on Twitter just now. Because you were talking about, you had a caller who was a bit homophobic, and you're thinking maybe you shouldn't have many more.
Because some people will get this, and we talked about it yesterday, but yeah, we've decided that Ken from Newcastle, who comes on and he's not a little bit homophobic, he's very, very rabidly homophobic. And Catherine and I have decided, we don't want him on anymore. I just worry. I can't get the image of those two women that were attacked on the bus out of my head, right? Can't get it out of my head, right? Now, I'm not saying Ken is the fault of that. I'm not saying we're the fault of that. It's a myriad of reasons. But I worry that by allowing someone to come on and speak such nastiness, we're kind of destroying his argument cleverly, and we're laughing at him. That's cool. But then people used to laugh at Anjam Chowdhury, and he turned out to be a right dodgepot. People used to laugh at Tommy Robinson. He turned out to be a right dodgepot. I just worry that by letting him on, we are adding to the just a tiny little drip, a tiny grain of darkness into the world and making things a little bit worse.
I'm concerned that we're using that as entertainment in some way.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree, and I must admit, I've watched you more on telly than listened on radio, but I do very much enjoy you on Twitter.
SMTV.
With that attack, I think that's more to blame with the porn industry.
Well, okay. Well, hang on a second. Because people have been arrested and stuff. Let's step away from that specific attack. But yes, okay. So you're blaming attacks on lesbian women on the porn industry.
No, not that. Not just that one. In the fact that they were like, oh.
Okay. Lindsay, I've just told you we can't talk about that one specifically for legal reasons.
Oh, sorry.
So step away from that. And we're talking about attacks on lesbians you think are down to the porn industry. Yeah.
No. For when it comes to people trying to goad people for sexual gratification.
Yeah. I think porn plays a big part in it. But why can't it be, as I said, it's a myriad of reasons that these things happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. As I said to you in my tweet, unfortunately, my brother, I come from a very religious family.
Uh-oh.
As does your chap that called in.
Yeah.
And they're very Catholic. And I have struggled because they are very of that view, and I am not.
Yeah.
I have a brother who, for me, luckily, moved out to Indonesia, who thrives in that thought. But he has had conversations, and I've had to have conversations with him and try and explain and educate. And sometimes I completely agree with you that, you shouldn't use it for education, shouldn't use it for ridicule, bit of education, definitely.
No,
100%.
No. I think you should ridicule homophobes. I think I should ridicule homophobes. I think I shouldn't take their arguments and their points seriously. I think I should ridicule them and point at them and laugh at them because it's a hideous, hideous thing. How's it going with getting your brother to change his mind?
I wouldn't say we try and change his mind. It's more educate. So
right, and how's that going? How's that going with your brother?
With him, with more my husband than me, actually, got into a discussion on Twitter. And my brother, he has this horrible way of spewing facts that are not actual facts.
Right, so lying. So his way of lying, yeah?
In his head, he thinks they're true.
Okay, but they're lies.
Well, he's like, suicide rates are higher for gay people. But then my husband actually pointed out to him that actually... Maybe that's because people treat them like crap.
Yeah,
maybe
but how's it?
People like you that make them feel awful. And actually, firefighters have a really high rate of suicide.
But how is that going?
People shouldn't be firefighters.
How is that going? Educating your brother? It's not going anywhere, is it? He's not going to shift. So why even have the conversation? Ken doesn't listen. Ken is never going to shift. So there's not going to be a moment where he goes, "Oh my God, it's all right for two men to have sex with each other. That's all right." So I don't want to pollute my show, and I don't want to add, because there will be some people at home listening agreeing with him.
Essentially, yeah.
And I don't want them to feel empowered. I don't want them to feel that their argument that it's wrong for two men to have sex, or it's wrong for two women to have sex, or it's wrong for two men to be parents. I don't want them to have their horrible, bigoted, homophobic, nasty views empowered.
In fairness, with your reach and your voice to the people that you have, that is definitely probably a good stance to have, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, and
so,
I
agree with you.
And yeah. I just don't think I'm just getting to the point where I think, you know, this world is dark enough as it is. I don't want to add to it by having people on that hate people just because of who they sleep with.
The other point is with this particular person, we've been speaking to him on and off for a couple of years now, and he does not engage in conversation. He's not interested really in hearing the other side of it. He's absolutely secure in the fact that those people are going to hell, and he's not being hateful. He's trying to love them by telling them that they're going to hell and they need to sort themselves out. You know, it's never going to go anywhere, Lindsay. It's just really a chance for him to come on and do his monologue.
My brother.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's a monologue every time. So what's the point?
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, I agree with you.
There you go, you see. There you go, you see.
No, no,
but how did you turn out? How did you turn out normal?
Huh?
How did you turn out normal?
Oh, because my mum is like the most amazing person in the entire world. So, unfortunately, my dad was a lot stricter, Catholic, but he died when I was 14, which I loved him dearly, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But most of my lessons of life came from my mum, and she is the most inclusive, although Catholic, very strict religious. I went to church every Sunday. She is a lot more inclusive and a lot more, love is love, it's fine, don't worry about it. So, she's all good.
Okay. Hey, Lindsay, thanks for calling in, because quite often when people engage on Twitter and you give them the phone number, they never call in. So I really appreciate you picking up the phone and having a chat. And maybe next time we can have a chat about a fun thing.
Lovely to speak to you, because I think you're awesome.
Thank you. I was great on SMTV, though, wasn't I?
Oh, no, I feel really bad now. What were you on?
I'm going to let you... I found this great app. Oh, man, I got this amazing app today, right? It lets you research anything. It's this thing called Google.
Is that the same as Ask Jeeves?
I think so. I think so. Lindsay, thank you. You're a good sport. 0344 499 1000. We've got Ross, we've got James, and we've got Caddick. This is Talk Radio.
We are
Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no.
I've got a James. Good evening, James.
Hello, James Hammersmith.
What is it? This isn't a census. I don't. Why is everyone telling me everything about themselves tonight? I don't care.
James Hammersmith.
I know it's James. I couldn't care less where you are.
That's my name, James Hammersmith.
Right, your name's going to be Fisty Punch Punch in a
away.
Minute.
I'm in Staines, Middlesex.
Here we go.
Regarding Ken and his religiosity and Christ and all of that stuff.
Yes.
But Christ was a pretty blameless man. And Ken comes out with a lot of stuff. But I don't think you can blame him for that horrible violence. I don't think it's connected.
I didn't blame him for the horrible violence. You've not been listening.
Well, you...
No, I didn't.
James.
I've very deliberately and very carefully...
Okay.
In the tweet and on air... have not blamed him for the horrible violence. Very, very, very carefully chose my words. So I haven't
not
blamed
that carefully.
Him. Tell me where I blamed him for the violence, James.
Well,
no, and I want specific. No.
Very
no, James, I want specific examples of where I've blamed him for the violence. this isn't funny because you've just
He's
accused
very pedantic.
James. Shut up for a second. I'm not pedantic. I tell you when I'm pedantic is when I'm accused of something I haven't done. Right? When I'm accused of libel, which you've just done, and when I'm accused of doing something that I deliberately and very, very carefully and very skillfully did not do. So you've come on. And you've made a specific accusation, the accusation being that I blamed Ken for violence against gays. I want specific examples of where I've done that, please.
Well, you were very harsh with him. You
No. I want specific examples. I want specific examples, like you said.
You should have been a lawyer.
No, I'm a radio host. I'm a human being, and I'm someone who pays attention. You're someone
well,
who comes
I'm a
on.
Human being too,
you're,
and
yeah,
so
but
is
you,
he.
You're someone who comes on the radio and libels people. So try again, James. Give me one
strong stuff, mate.
Well, libel is strong stuff, and that's what you've done. So give me one.
It's not slander. No, have you got your legal terms correct?
No, I've got my legal terms absolutely correct, James. It's libel.
Right. Okay.
Tell me why you think it's slander.
Well, get your dictionary out.
No, James. You tell me why you think
I... Why are you being so harsh with me?
Because you've libelled me. Tell me why you think it's slander.
Oh, come on.
Tell me why you think it's slander.
Well, he's a man with strong religion.
Tell me why you think it's slander and not libel. James. We're going to go through this bit by bit, right? And yeah, I am a bit pissed off because you've accused me of something I haven't done, right? So first things first, right? You think it's slander. Why is it slander? No one can hear you. Why is it slander and not libel?
Slander is spoken, libel is written.
Incorrect.
No.
Yeah, incorrect.
Go on, say it.
Slander is spoken, libel is published.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I just said.
Incorrect. God, you're thick. No, not at all. Not at all.
I'm not thick at all.
Well, you are, because... by saying something on the radio, it is concerned in legal terms as being published. That's why it's libel. Trust me, James.
So you're now accusing me of libel?
Yeah. I have been
because
for the last 3 minutes.
Because you were really rude to a guy called Ken.
No, no, no. About religion. No.
And I simply suggested...
No. James.
That
James.
You had suggested
yep.
that what that his
this bit's
li-
this is the libel bit. This is the libel bit. That's the libel bit. So can you give me one example?
You're so angry.
No, I'm not angry. I'm incredulous that you could repeat a libel that you made. Can you give me okay. one example? That's all I'm asking for, mate. Just one example.
Well, just listen to the tapes.
Could you let me finish a question, please? And then no, I'm not going to because I know what I said. So it's
I
up to you.
I won't be bullied by you.
Well, I won't be libelled by you, so...
I won't be bullied by you.
Oh, God, it's this prick. I'm not bullying you. I'm asking you a direct question.
You just called me a prick.
Well, you're a prick. You've made a very serious accusation. I would like one example of where I suggested Ken was...
No one can hear you,
James, when I'm talking. So just calm down. Just take a minute to calm down, boy. Calm down. I remember this guy.
Yeah.
He's not as good as he thinks he is by quite some way.
It's almost as if he chooses moments like this to come up and start.
And I love it when people say, don't get angry. I'm not angry.
He was hoping you'd get angry.
I'm not angry. I'm enjoying this. James, I'm going to put your fader up in a second, but it's really important, okay? You've made an accusation. All I'm asking for is one, not even three, one example of where I suggested Ken was responsible for the violence. Please, over to you.
So you don't understand anything you say?
Just one example, James.
You don't understand anything you say.
Oh, I understand it perfectly. You don't. I'd like one example of where I suggested he was responsible for the violence.
But
you can't
like
do it, James.
Child,
James, you can't
like
do it. No, I'm not. I'm like someone who's much cleverer than you.
You're like a child.
No, James,
you're like a child
the fade is down. The fade is down again. I mean, this guy's furious. All because he misheard something or he filled in some blanks that weren't there. James, your fade is down. People can't hear you. I'm going to give you one more chance, okay? And it's on you to prove it, and it's libel. You've learned something tonight. You've learned something. People have learned something. It's libel. You said that I had suggested that Ken was responsible for the violence against gay people. I'm assuming you're referring to the show, as he said, listen back to the tape, so it's not the tweets, okay? So I would love, and I'm not going to listen back to the show because I know what I said.
Also, when were you rude to Ken? Because we haven't spoken to him for...
Well, it was last week, I think, was the last time. So, James, please, dude, you can do this, man. Well, you can't, because there isn't any. Just one example, James, of where I suggested that Ken was responsible for the violence towards gay people.
And violence towards gay people, which I completely condemn. There's no connection.
Sorry, your fader was down for the last... Your fader's down again. People can't hear you. Your fader's down. I mean, what is this? Is this the James show?
Talking.
Why not?
Yeah, he's still talking. James, your fader's down. Let's try again. One last time, buddy, because I've got a lot of interesting people calling in who are much better at this game than you are. One example, please, James. Away you go.
No.
So
no,
you can just come on.
You're challenging me for the sake of it.
No, I'm asking you to prove.
It's an old tactic. It's an old tactic.
Asking for proof is an old tactic. Yeah.
Yeah. Asking for proof.
Yeah, of an accusation
don't
you've made.
Give me proof. Okay, let me turn it back on you. Give me proof that I slandered you.
You didn't slander me.
I libelled you?
Correct. Well done. You're learning.
Okay, repeat back to me what I said that libelled you.
You
Come
said...
Come on, mate.
I will do, James. I will do.
Go on, then.
Okay, I will.
What exactly did I say?
I'll tell you if you just take a breath for a second.
No, you take a breath. Tell me.
No, you are. James, are you going to...
With your girlfriend James? Who backs you up, even though you're being completely unreasonable.
Okay, so now you've just libelled me.
Okay. James.
I've libelled you. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me when I libelled you. When
because
you
said I'm a professional person.
No, you said she was my girlfriend. I'll tell you the libel that you did.
I'm allowed to say that you back up your mate.
He's calling a girlfriend
is
libelous.
Libel.
Calling
you
a girlfriend is libelous.
Have no understanding.
Trust me,
no.
I do. We do.
We've only been doing it for 20
years. Where have we bullied you tonight, James?
All you can cope with is mad people ringing in. You can't deal with someone with some brains ringing.
Well, when they come in, we've got Alan Caddick next, so we'll be speaking to someone with more brains than you. James, I'll tell you when you libelled me, if you want to listen.
Go on.
Okay, you came on and you said, you repeated it twice now, I mean, you said it three times. You said, you suggested that Ken was responsible for the violence towards gay people.
I said that his views...
No, you didn't.
...might be responsible.
No, you... I tell you what...
His religious
James,
views...
wait there. I've forgotten your name.
Amy.
Hey, Amy, I'm so sorry. Could you get the beginning of James's call for me? And we'll play it back to James. And if he says views, I'll apologise. And if you don't say views... James, what are we going
to
do?
I'm not talking to a child, I'm talking to a man.
Well, at the moment, you're talking to no one because your fader's down. So, James, we're going to play it back. If you say views, I'll apologise. And I'm assuming if you don't here we go. James, your fader's down, mate. Your fader's down. Getting very ragey, this guy. Very ragey. He just needs to calm down. Let's see. Okay. James, if you say views in this first bit, I will apologise. And if you don't, I'm guessing you'll apologise to me. James is gone. Can we call James back and see if James is gone? So, Amy, I know you've got a lot to do. I'll take a call. We'll get that clip if you wouldn't mind. And then when you've got that clip, if you could get James back, I'm guessing his battery died. I'm guessing
it must have done.
Let's go to someone with some brains, shall we? Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan. You're asleep, right? We had that yesterday, right? Alan, you are banned for this week and next week.
Get some sleep.
You're banned for this week and next week.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Jacqueline. Good evening, Jacqueline.
Hello,
Jacqueline.
Hi, love. I'm just really, really depressed.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, love.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You sound speakerphone-ish.
Oh, hang on a minute. It might be. Busted. All right, yeah, it was.
Absolutely busted! You are so busted! Don't give me this positive nonsense. I know a speakerphone. Go on, Jacqueline, what you got? That's all right.
Right, I'm just dead depressed because my nana's passed away and the TV licence was in her name.
Right.
And my granddad's having to foot the bill when he lives at the same property. But they moved from Wales to Manchester. So how did they go about that? Does my granddad still have to pay it, even though it wasn't in his name?
How much?
And he's 82.
Yeah, well, hang on. No, you don't have to pay for a TV licence when you're 82.
But my nana was only 70, and she passed away and it was in her name.
She should have done it in his name and they would have got it free.
But you didn't do that because all the bills was in my grandma's name.
With greatest respect to your grandma, and it seems strange that... How long ago did she pass away?
Only 2 months ago.
Okay, and you're upset about the TV licence?
Yeah, because he doesn't know which way to go because he's got a bit of dementia, my granddad.
Okay, well...
I said, you don't have to pay for it.
He doesn't have to pay for it. Get it done in here. Just go and you fill it in online for him in his name. He doesn't have to pay. Bish, bash, bosh. What?
He's not got no computer, and I don't know how to use the computer.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to phone up Tony Hall, and get him to sort it out? I don't know what you want me to do.
There'll be a phone number, won't there?
Can you phone them up?
I don't even know the number because I've only just come back myself from Wales.
Right, well, we're going to give you the number.
Oh, thank you. Can you text it to me, please?
No, we can't text it to you. No, no.
It's not right, is it? That my granddad's having to support all the
bills. He's not having to
support.
He's not having to. Well, it is right that he's having, with respect, it is right he's having to pay bills, but he doesn't have to pay the TV licence. So that's one less bill to worry about.
Is that sure? Are you positive about that?
I'm more positive than you were with the speakerphone. Yes, he does not have to pay the bill, the licence bill.
He doesn't at all?
No, he does not have to pay the TV licence.
But he's worrying about because he's on Sky as well, and he's saying that...
Well, he'll have to pay Sky. You don't get Sky free.
It comes in with the TV license.
No, it doesn't. That's nonsense, and you know that's nonsense.
I don't know, because I don't have Sky. I don't have anything.
Well, yeah, he'll have to pay Sky.
Yeah, and that's only £30 a month.
Fine, great. And
what about if he doesn't have a TV license, then? Has he still got to pay that?
Yes, he does.
Still he has...
No, he doesn't have to pay a TV license.
Not at all, even though it was in my nana's name.
He doesn't have to. He never had to. From at the moment, it's going to change. But at the moment, if you're over 75, you don't have to pay the TV licence.
Tell you what, Jacqueline, phone this number and ask them.
And when's it going to change? Like you just said, when will that change?
I don't know. It's been in the news quite a lot, but I don't know. Is he on? Is he on like benefits?
No, he doesn't. He's a war soldier, so he doesn't get anything on his pension.
OK, I suspect he probably won't have to pay. But have you got a pen and paper?
Hang on 1 minute. Let me just have a look, yeah.
Yeah?
Hang on, yeah, go on. Sorry, go
All right, 0300.
0300. Is that a pay one? Do you have to pay?
Do you want me to come round there and write it down for you? I mean, how much of this do you want us to do for you?
I'm just asking, is it an OFI number that you have to pay?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably a local rate. It's probably a local rate number, I think.
Because he only uses my mobile, and when you phone up things like this,
it's
different
not
numbers you have to pay by your tariff.
Flipping heck, man. What's the number, Catherine?
0300.
Hang on, 0300 numbers. I will Google it for you.
Thank
calls
you.
Made to 0393 is standard rate. So it's just like a standard rate. It's not a premium rate number.
Right, so it's not an 034, it's 0300.
Yeah. 0300 790.
0300 790.
6071.
6071.
And that's the one.
Is that the department for the TV licences?
That is television licensing customer service.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you for your help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello, directory inquiries.
Okay. I mean, gosh. He's only on his war pension, but he can afford £30 a month Sky. Flippin' heck, man. So as Pete says, does this caller think you're JVS? It's, I'm staggered. I mean, listen, it must be a tough, it's got to be a tough time. I get it. It's a tough time. A dad might have to pay a TV licence he's not had to pay because, Nan died a little while ago. I don't know what to make of any of that.
It's people, that, isn't it?
It's people. 0344 499 1000.
Julie says, I've got a load of iron in these putting away that I'm not very happy about doing. Could you come around and put it away for me, please?
Lane says, what the actual F? Roger says, what the hell? Stacey says, is this call serious? I mean, listen, I'm glad people can call us for help, but he hasn't got a computer. She doesn't know how to use a computer. He would have to use her phone.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for the loss of your grandma.
Yeah.
Or your mum.
But how's he been phoning? Because she said she's only just come back. Oh, that'd be why the admin's backing up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
anyway,
Ollie said, "Hello, is that the wipe my ass for me helpline?" Come on, Ollie.
Be charitable.
Come on, Ollie.
Come on.
Dad's just found out he's got to pay his TV license, but he doesn't. But he's got to pay Sky. I mean, what a world! What a world! Sometimes I haven't been as blown away by a call like that for a long time. That's
Oh well, look, she got what she wanted.
Well, did she though? Mark says, could you or Kath look up a phone number for me? I'm a bit busy right now. I'm speechless.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.